Brothers Bro Podcast. I'm your bro, Dayton.
And I'm your bro, Easy. And as usual, we're going to kick off this podcast with the joke of the week, which Dayton has for us.
The joke of the week is brought to us by The Life with Lemons, just a story of a girl who happens to live colorfully. I entered 10 puns in a contest, hoping one would win. But no pun intended.
Oh.
That's like a pun about a pun.
Yeah.
So it's like
pun on pun action.
It's pretty punny.
Yep. Yeah. Uh-oh. Okay, I see.
I'm not very funny.
Okay, anyway, we're going to jump right into this week's big word of the week, which is brought to you by The Hair Cafe, where if you have or need hair, you need to get there. Located on 10204 White Avenue in Clinton, Maryland. This week, our big word of the week is vortex. Vortex is a noun and is spelled V-O-R-T-E-X. And a vortex is a mass of whirling fluid or air. So, Dayton, does anything, you know any vortexes around?
Yeah, sometimes you go outside and you see like those leaves. They like go around in circles like a mini tornado, leaf tornado thingy.
Or just a regular tornado?
Yeah.
Think about that?
There's also that.
Alright, now it's time for this week's climate change activist, which Dayton has for us.
The climate change activist is brought to us by Easy iPhone Repair. If we can't fix it, it ain't broke. You can contact us at 704-941-0802. Aaron Brockovich is today's climate change activist. Aaron Brockovich is an American legal clerk, consumer advocate, and environmental activist, who despite her lack of formal education in the law, was instrumental in building a case against the Pacific Gas and Electric Company of California in 1993.
All right. Pacific Gas. So, I'm assuming that the Pacific Gas and Electric Company, like, they were leaking gas and stuff in the ocean and stuff, and environmentally unstable.
Yeah.
She was like, you guys can't do that. So she prevented it, which is very good. So now it's time for us to go right into this week's this or that question. This week's this or that question is hot or iced tea. So Dayton, what's your pick?
Well, if I could say it depends, but for right now, I would say hot tea. Because there's many different flavors. And iced tea, you can only get like a super sweet flavor. It's like super sweet.
Clearly.
But,
the
hot tea, you can get like raspberry, mint, and much more different flavors.
Well, clearly you're confused. Because iced tea doesn't have to be the regular tea that's sweet. You can make raspberry tea and stick ice cubes in it. And then you have iced raspberry tea. Also, iced tea doesn't scorch your mouth when you try to drink it.
Unless you're expecting hot tea and you get iced tea.
It would be the same if you're expecting iced tea and you get hot tea. Then it would definitely scorch your mouth.
Okay. I cannot come back with that, so.
Okay. Now it's time for us to jump right into this week's. Oh, I'm sorry. Short break. I almost forgot to say this. If you would like to send in a suggestion about any of these segments they're about to go through or any of the ones that we've already done, you can contact us at bruhvsbro@outlook.com. bruhvsbro@outlook.com. And you could win lots of cool prizes, like
T-shirts.
Wow.
Stickers.
Amazing.
Man/woman handbags.
Out of this world.
Big posters that say, Bruh versus Bro.
Cheeto Puffs.
And much more, like cars.
You want to win a car?
Yes, you can win a car.
And you can get it out of one of our car vending machines.
No, it's not like
actually,
that.
No, we don't have a car vending machine. I lied.
But it's you can get it. It won't be to scale. I'm just gonna state that.
Yeah,
it'll be slightly not to scale.
And our windows are unbreakable.
Okay. Now it's time to go into this week's book's recommendation. Jane has for us.
The book recommendation is brought to us by the Grove Presbyterian Church, where church and life meet, with our great pastor, Kate Murphy. Bridge to Terabithia. Bridge to Terabithia is a work of children's literature about two lonely children who create a magical forest kingdom in their imaginations. It was written by Katherine Patterson and was published in 1977 by Thomas Crowell. In 1978, it won the Newbery Medal. And it's a great book.
I have a question.
Yes, sir.
So, if they created a magical forest in their imagination, it wasn't real?
Maybe.
So, it was not real, so they didn't actually create a magical forest in their imagination. I mean, it wasn't their imagination. I'm just saying, like, I don't know. I'm not trying to mess with the author.
Maybe in their imagination, they had an imagination about the Bridge of Paradise. Yep. Yep.
Okay. If you like that book, again, you can contact us at rubbersboyalec.com and say why you liked it, and of course you win lots of cool prizes. But you just have to say why you liked it. You can't just say, give me a cool prize, because that's not...
I mean, we accept that, too.
Nope, no, we don't.
Sometimes.
No, we don't.
On a good day.
No.
Maybe not.
Never.
I guess not.
Okay, now it's time for this week's climate fact. This week's climate fact is... 197 countries... Well, it was...
What page of the book? And
okay,
what?
It's okay. A climate fact. 197 countries signed the 2015 Paris Agreement. Originally, it was 195 in 2015, but now it's 197. So whatever. 195 countries signed the 2015 Paris Agreement, agreeing to limit global warming and adapt to climate change, partly by protecting nature. In that time, the United States of America has dropped out of the agreement, but the number rose to 197 countries that have signed this agreement.
So we're not in it?
Nope.
You gotta move.
Move where?
I don't know. Move countries and move into the thingy.
You didn't even know what it is. Okay. Now it's time for this week's random act of kindness quotes. This one comes from book 10, page 15. This week's random act of kindness quote comes from Lao Tzu. Lao Tzu was known for saying many good quotes, but here's just one. Kindness in words creates confidence. Kindness in thinking creates profoundness. Kindness in giving creates love.
It's better to give stuff to people in kindness. It's good.
Said by Lao Tzu.
Said now, by Lousy Tzu.
Now it's time to give some shout-outs to some listeners. This week, a shout-out to Joe Murray, who is his 80th birthday. Shout-out. He's a good guy. And now I'll give some shout-outs to the people who make us possible. Our producer / director, BL Self. And this week's, our song was Black Beatles by Ray Schremert.
Our team mom / security, B. Murray, and our therapy dog, PD, because what we do without a therapy dog? And like my mom always says, stop jumping around back there and put on your seatbelt. Goodbye, folks.
This is Bruh vs. Bro.